Today marks the 50th anniversary of a movie that made Hollywood history. There it is, The Godfather, opened on March 14th, 1972. It made stars of Al Pacino and Diane Keaton, and it rescued Marlon Brando's fading career. But The Godfather came very close to being made with a completely different cast. NPR's Netta Ulubi shares what could have been.
It's impossible today to imagine any other actor playing Don Corleone. Jowls stiff and heavy, draped in darkness at his daughter's wedding.
You don't even think to call me Godfather.
But in his book about the making of The Godfather, journalist Mark Seal says it was a fight to get Marlon Brando cast.
They wanted anybody but Brando.
Seal's book is called Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli. It dives into the details of how Marlon Brando was seen as a washed-up, temperamental diva by Paramount Studio Suits, who wanted a star more like
Ernest Borgnine or Carlo Ponti, the husband of Sophia Loren,
or Anthony Quinn, Danny Thomas, or Burt Lancaster, the hard-boiled hero of film noir classics like I Walk Alone.
You know what you've done, cheating me, one cross after another. I'm going to kill
Burt Lancaster is conceivable.
So perhaps was Orson Welles. He desperately wanted to play Don Corleone, according to the novel's author.
Rosebud.
How fun to imagine the auteur behind Citizen Kane vibing with 29-year-old Francis Ford Coppola on The Godfather set. But dozens of actors were considered before coming to Marlon Brando.
Why do you come to me? Why do I deserve this generosity?
Brando did not even want to star in The Godfather, says journalist Mark Seal.
But then he heard that Laurence Olivier was being considered for the role, and professional jealousy won out. He goes, Laurence Olivier, he can't play a mafia don.
It was so unfortunate, so unnecessary.
So many casting could have been. Anthony Perkins and Burt Reynolds were allegedly in the running to play hot-tempered Sonny Corleone. And as The Godfather's youngest child, the role that made Al Pacino famous, it nearly went to one of his more bankable rivals, says Mark Seal.
Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford as Michael Corleone. As Marlon Brando said in another Coppola film,
Warren Beatty, Ryan O'Neal, Jack Nicholson, Martin Sheen was considered, and it went on and on.
So why not Al Pacino?
Al Pacino was this amazing actor, but he was short and nobody knew him.
And nobody knew Robert Duvall as a star when he played the mafia family's lawyer, who negotiates with an on-screen movie producer on The Godfather's behalf.
You're going to have some union problems. My client could make them disappear. Also, one of your top stars has just moved from marijuana to heroin.
Are you trying to muscle me?
Absolutely.
That producer ends up in bed with the bloody head of a prize racehorse. Supposedly, the role of the consigliere was desired by Elvis Presley, who had at least played a singing race car driver in a movie called Speedway.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about.
Can you imagine? I mean, okay, look, Robert Duvall was majestic in that role.
They all were, says journalist Mark Seal. He says Robert De Niro was up for a small role in the original Godfather, and he would have been great. But had he been cast, De Niro never would have ended up starring as another character in The Godfather 2. As Don Corleone says, each man has his own destiny. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.